I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Their Alexandria location is now open and taking appointments. Got a new spot in Ashburn, Virginia as well. It's EMP 180 Weight Loss. All right, join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. He joins us every Thursday at 9 o'clock. Our pal Dave Richards, CBS Sports. You can catch him on Fantasy Football Today live every day at noon on CBS Sports new streaming channel, CBS Sports HQ. The latest sports news, highlights, and smart analysis. It's all free at CBSSportsHQ.com or on the free CBS Sports app. Hey, Dave.
Gentlemen, I assume that we all won in our fantasy leagues and made a boatload of cash in the previous weekend.
Done fairly well.
I
lost last week. I'm 6-3, though, in second, so this is a big week. I'm playing a team that's starting Baker Mayfield, though.
Yeah, he should be okay.
You know, he's a good streaming quarterback this week. I actually don't mind the matchup at all against Atlanta. So, yeah. You know, don't think that you're going to win just because you're going up against Baker.
No. I don't think that. But, I mean, his overall record isn't that great. I'm the favorite. But, again, the favorites don't always win.
Speaking of streaming, I know you're in favor of streaming defenses. Do you like my formula of streaming defense against AFC quarterbacks, AFC East quarterbacks, not named Tom Brady?
Yeah, I definitely think that there's something to that. And if you look at my rankings, you'll see it. The Jets, Bills, and the Packers, DST, all ranked as top 12 options. I actually like the Jets the best. I think they've got the most talent on their defense compared to what the Packers and the Bills have. And they're playing Buffalo. That's really the creme de la creme of crappy offenses in the NFL these days. And going with the DST against Buffalo is always a smart move.
Dave, is Josh McCown a sneaky streamer this weekend?
No, he's just a regular old streamer. Like, yeah, I mean, again, he's an AFC East quarterback. I can't go from saying that, you know, the Bills DST is a streaming option to say, oh, yeah, Josh McCown, 20 fantasy points. I don't think it's going to happen. It would be different if we had seen it for a few weeks already, but we haven't. And just I don't love his weapons in New York. The offensive line isn't that good. And Buffalo's defense, for what it's worth, they're okay. They're just put in terrible situations because their offense turns the ball over so much or punts so much. So Josh McCown just doesn't really move the needle for me this week. I love Baker Mayfield by comparison. Eli Manning, Marcus Mariota, even Dak Prescott I'll take over Josh McCown.
Here's a tweet from one of our listeners. Should I start Cam Newton or Andrew Luck this week?
Both of them are going to be awesome. Really looking forward to this matchup tonight between the Panthers and the Steelers. Should be high scoring. I will take Cam tonight against Pittsburgh. That Steelers defense is good. It's not great. And Newton is just such a great source for fantasy points. Luck is going to be good, too. I've got him ranked eighth among my quarterbacks this week. But he's taking on Jacksonville, and I think that Jaguars defense coming out of the bye should be feisty at the very least.
Should I dump Pittsburgh's defense and pick up Indianapolis?
You can definitely do that just because they're playing Carolina and Cam and company are going to put up some points and the Colts are taking on Bortles. You know, it's almost like Bortles should be in the AFC East conversation along with those other teams because he's always good for a couple of turnovers.
Okay. So what, do you like that move or, should I stay with Pittsburgh?
Well, the only reason why I might consider hanging on to Pittsburgh is because they've got Jacksonville next and then they've got Denver the week after that. So if you take your lumps with the Steelers this week, you've got a decent DST for the 2 weeks after. But I don't know how many people are going to be in a rush to go pick up the Steelers defense
right.
If you drop them.
Yeah.
So it's probably worth it if you do drop them. I doubt the Chargers DST is still out there. That's really the one that you'll want. They've got Oakland this week, then Denver, then Arizona. So a lot of kind of meandering offenses in their future. And they're going to get Joey Bosa back. The Chargers DST will help people get into the fantasy playoffs.
Yeah, they're not available. Best one available right now is Seattle, but I'm not picking them up.
No, Dave, you can't this week because you're taking on the Rams.
Right, right.
Dave, what is your take on Packers breakout wide receiver Matt Valdes-Scantling?
I wish it was Matt Valdes-Scantling because then it'd be easier to pronounce. But, yeah, Marquez Valdes-Scantling – I think he's really good. Very fast, smooth route runner, very tall, making some pretty incredible deep plays for Aaron Rodgers. And that's kind of the whole key, is that he's a receiver in Green Bay, right? So those receivers are always going to have opportunities to get lots of targets, decent amount of catches. And in Valdez-Scantling's case, a lot of deep targets and maybe a couple of long touchdowns between now and the end of the season. So I like him a lot. I actually love his matchup this week against Miami. Always going to see single coverage playing opposite Devontae Adams and Jimmy Graham. I think he's absolutely worth picking up off the waiver wire if he's still there. And then I'd start him. I think he's a top 24 fantasy receiver this week.
This is Matt Valdez.
All right, you want to take some calls here?
Let's do it.
Let's go. Let's go to our guy Moses, Georgetown. Moses, what's up?
I need to know, out of all these donks, who should I start? Jalen Richard, Elijah McGuire, Peyton Barber, or Ito Smith in a half PPR?
Half PPR, I think it's down to Richard and Ito Smith just because Richard gets a lot of catches. I think he's probably a little bit safer than Ito Smith. But that's really the only reason why, because of those guys.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Moses.
Good luck.
Let's go to Heather Dumfries. Hey, Heather.
Hey, Dave. Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey, I'm a PPR league. I just need one. Galladay, Traquan Smith, Tyrell Williams, or I could pick up Anthony Miller.
I think Galladay is the one that I would go with there. He's still got the profile of the top 24 fantasy receiver, even though he hasn't given you great numbers. And I think the Lions are going to be in a game against Chicago where they're going to have to throw the football a lot. I'm surprised by how limited targets he's had over the past 2 or 3 weeks. I think this week at Chicago, the Lions rectify it. He's the one I'm most confident in from that group.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Heather. Let's go to Steve Fairfax. Steve, what's up? You're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, I'm in a half-point PPR, and in my flex position, I wonder, should I start Valdez-Scantling or Greg Olsen?
Oh, man, I wish you could start both those guys. In a half PPR, I think the matchup is going to be a little bit better for Olsen. He scored in 3 straight games. The Steelers haven't been great against tight ends like we've seen before. And again, I'm expecting a high-scoring game between the Panthers and the Steelers tonight. So I'd lean a little bit toward Olsen over Valdez-Scantling.
All right.
Thank you,
Steve. Let's go to Doug Alexandria. Doug, you're on with Dave Richard.
Dave, I got a trash heap of Crowell, Ito Smith, Christian Kirk and Jared Cook, pick 2 of 4.
Is it PPR or is it non-PPR? Because that's going to actually matter.
It's half PPR.
Okay, so right in the middle. I'm going to go with Crowell just because I think this is a game where the Jets can lean on their run game and score against Buffalo. We're talking about the Bills' offense turning the ball over so much. That will help the Jets' offense run, move the chains, and hopefully Crowell can find the end zone after he couldn't get it done last week in a great matchup against Miami. And Christian Kirk's been pretty good lately. Half PPR, he's probably been good for about 7 or 8 fantasy points at minimum each of the last 3 weeks. I wouldn't be surprised if he continued to get a lot of targets and catches as the Cardinals play from behind against the Chiefs on Sunday.
Oh, they're going to be so behind in that game.
Let's go to James in
Tampa. The game hasn't even started yet, and it's 14-0.
Yeah. Mm.
James, you're on with Dave Richard.
What's up, boys? What's going on, Dave?
What's
That's up? A standard league. DJ Moore or Chris Godwin?
I think Godwin is probably the better bet to score a touchdown. DJ Moore, everybody was excited about him after the game he had 2 weeks ago, over 100 total yards, and then last week, total dud. And kind of a weird game for Carolina because they were able to just belly up to the goal line and punch it in a bunch of times. I do think that Moore will probably have a chance to bounce back in targets and get about 6 targets in the game tonight against Pittsburgh, but it's not going to be easy for him. Steelers secondary is going to be pretty good, and I think Cam is just going to be able to do a lot of work with Olsen, Funchess, and on his own with his legs, and of course Christian McCaffrey. It kind of leaves Moore as the odd man out, so I would sit him.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you, buddy. Let's go to John Alexandria. John.
Hey, John, I need a defense. Tampa Bay, Washington, Indianapolis, or Atlanta?
What was that about?
Well, if you can get Buffalo, I would go with Buffalo against Josh McCown and the Jets. But if you can't get Buffalo, the Falcons, now that they've added Bruce Irvin, they've got a pretty good pass rush all of a sudden. And they're taking on the Browns. Cleveland's got some questions along their offensive line. And as decent as Baker Mayfield is, he's still going to turn the ball over at least twice per game. So the Falcons rank as a top 10 DFC this week.
Valdez-Scantling didn't like the question, apparently.
Why didn't you like that?
No, no, we got our signals crossed.
Oh, yeah, Cakes. Yeah. I thought Cakes won the playoff.
I tried to give him the nonverbal cue for speed round, which is this. And he thought it was the playoff.
Come on, guys. We've been doing this too long to get these.
Now it is a speed round. There's so many kinks here. It's a joke.
Well, real quick, before the speed round, can I ask him for a listener?
Yeah.
Sure.
Who's tweeting?
We'll restart the speed round.
This is a Travis Yamaka.
I don't even know if it's a bad question or not. Defense for the week, Skins, Eagles, or Bills?
Eagles.
Eagles. All right, there you go.
Hey, Dave, did you know it's time for the speed round? Limited to one question, no trade questions, no dumb questions, no small talk. It's Dave's way or the highway. And a new addition this week, going forward, no Bluetooth or speakerphone. It's an insta hang-up. We have standards here, JP.
All right, let's start.
Okay.
All right, let's go to, I don't see my man Jacques.
Let's go Dan and Reston. You want to go Dan and Reston?
Yeah. Maybe he's like on a missionary trip, just hooking people.
Maybe he's at the weight room.
Dan, Reston, speed round, go.
Half point PPR, Sammy Watkins or Deion Lewis. Hello from my Bluetooth phone. Lewis.
That did make me chuckle, though he stumbled on PPR at the beginning.
Let's go to Matt, speed round, go.
Half point PPR, one out of the three. Chris Godwin, David Moore, or Josh Stonehands Doxon?
Oh, you can't start.
You're going to go with David Moore.
You can't start, guys. It's going to give you two catches.
You kidding me?
Borderline stupid question.
You guys are so cuttable.
Let's go to Steve. Manassas, Steve.
PPR, flex spot, need one. Breida, Traquan, Deshaun.
Deshaun.
Well done.
Brad, Arlington, speed round, go.
Full point PPR, start one. Hilton, Edelman, or Josh Gordon?
Gordon.
Gordon.
Speed round, go.
Half point PPR and a flex. Shepard or D-Jax?
D-Jax.
D-Jax revenge game, baby, all day long.
Big time revenge game.
Yes.
Kevin, speed round, go.
Dalton or Fitzpatrick?
Fitzpatrick.
Ooh. Borderline dumb.
Kind of.
My boys.
That's very close.
Rich Olney, speed round, go.
Russell Wilson or Andy Dalton?
Rich.
Wilson.
Mo, Centerville, go.
Mo.
Half point PPR, I need two out of three. I got Leonard Fournette, Alshon Jeffrey, or Sonny Michel.
I think Fournette's the one you're sitting, whether he plays or not.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Go to Vic. Speed round, go.
Standard, Drew Brees, Matt Ryan.
Ryan.
Cooper, speed round, go.
Half point. DJ Moore, Moncrief.
Moncrief.
Barely got
both
it out.
Terrible. Bad question. Bad receivers all the way around.
And is it Delavon? Speed round, go.
Full PPR league, Wentz or Fitzpatrick?
I would go Fitzpatrick.
Oh, you're bullish on Fitz.
And finally, let's go to our guy, John DePompa. Hey, John.
Hey, Dave, Eric. I get points for hecting curb appeal. Should I start takes his neighbor with two boats in the front yard, Lurch's nubby shared driveway, or EB's group and power line?
That's a tough question. I think you got to
start JP's matchbox.
I think you got to start the droopy power line.
That's Valdez's favorite.
Hey, right, hey, Dave. You, Dave, you like Carolina plus four, or would you lay the four tonight?
I would lay the four.
Big fat.
And you like Fitzpatrick. How many points did the Bucs put up on the Redskins?
I'm thinking it's going to be in the neighborhood of 31. I think Washington is just too beat up on the offensive line and too beat up in the secondary.
Would you set the over-under on Adrian Peterson's yards rushing this week?
I would set it at 70 and a half.
They take 70 because in their losses, he's at 20 or less.
Yeah.
70 would be good.
No, but you make a good point about the injuries on the offensive line. I think that's going to show.
It's gonna crush him. And now I'm starting to think that my over-under on Adrian Peterson is just way too high.
Yeah, it's very aggressive.
I think I would say 50.
It might be more of like 30 and a half instead of 70 and a half.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Of course, you can always tweet him at Dave Richard.
Good luck in your league.
Check out Fantasy Football Today at noon on CBS Sports' new streaming channel, CBS Sports HQ. And Dave, it's not about luck. Fantasy football is a game of skill. Game of skill is how it's classified.
I agree.
Game of skill. It just is.
And by the way, I still believe you should be in leagues where you get ranked in the standings based on your points scored and not head-to-head.
It's not a bad idea.
Because you're not actually playing another team. So that doesn't show you how good or bad you are.
Right.
What shows you how good you are is how many points you score.
It's usually a tiebreaker, the total points.
Yeah, it is in my league. But
that sounds like a guy who's down in the standings.
Yeah.
No, I'm second.
Okay. But the only thing is that if you judge it week to week, I understand your perspective, play the long game, but week to week, you're also showing your skill to make savvy lineup changes and decisions depending on what's going on.
But what if you lost to a team, just throwing out random numbers, 175 to 174?
Tough break.
And the 174 was just, was obviously the second most points scored in the league. You should almost get credit for that. Now, if you're in a league where they decide the wild cards with the total points scored, I can see it. But in terms of division winners where there's extra money to be made.
Oh, trust me. It ricks me when I look at the scores for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, if I lose 175 to 170, yet my 170 would beat the score of everybody else in the league,
right.
Ricks me.
I know. Me too.
Not happy.
Ricksby, by the way, has gone over. I remember when we first started that.
It's Drabby. I got to give credit.
Started that.
It's Drabby.
I think everybody said that's not going to go over.
Oh,
it's now been adopted.
Oh, it's gotten a big push. It's gone over.
Sized went over.
Yes.
And that's just a bastardization of size.
It's weird.
Sized.
Everything goes over here.
Right. All right. Are we going to do some entertainment page next? Shake it up.
Sure,
I mean,
sure.
We just talked Wizards. And we went Caps, Wizards, Fantasy Football.
Let's see if I can find a Ben Affleck update for you.
All right.
But I actually do have a Craig Carton update. Remember him?
Yes.
DJ
I saw the update.
Entertainment / sports radio related.
Exactly.
All right. We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Don't forget, you can join 106.7 The Fan at Glory Days Grill at Barcroft Plaza in Falls Church this Sunday. That's November 11th. We'll be there from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the Junks pregame show, broadcasting live, breaking down everything that you need to know before Washington visits Tampa Bay. So we hope to see you there. Glory Days Grill in Falls Church this Sunday morning.
I'm such a dessert mark.
Mm-hmm.
We were privileged to have a great dessert spread brought to us by Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races.
Yes.
Where they've opened up a new, essentially a food court with a bunch of spots.
Yeah, it's called the Eatery.
They've got the Mercado, the Draft House, Joe and Doe, the Classics and Noodle. But they brought in Key Lime Pie. They brought us cannoli.
Mm-hmm.
They brought us tiramisu.
Yes.
There are two different types of cake. And I pummeled a tiramisu.
So?
Half hour ago. And I walked by like, I can't have a second full dessert. At 9 in the morning?
You only live once, Richard.
Do you know how many cookies I ate yesterday?
12.
I hope you ate 45.
Close to it.
You ate like a dozen cookies?
Yeah, because they're fudge stripes.
Small
they're
cookies.
Not that much. I mean, it's not full-size cookie.
Okay.
Fudge stripes.
Yeah.
And I kept going. Like, it's one of those days where you just keep going to the pantry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not really doing much.
Were they
go back to the pantry.
Were they EMP 180 approved fudge stripers?
They probably weren't, but I've been staying on point.
Very good.
Other than, a couple of cookie invasions here and there.
Good.
What do you care? You going to be on Dancing with the Stars or something?
No.
I mean, you're almost 50. Just enjoy it. You'll be dead before you know it. Eat your 10 cookies a day.
I don't know. You feel guilty. Like, you'd be like half a key lime pie. I even took a bite of his key lime pie.
Okay, but it's not like he eats key lime pie every day.
I did feel a little bit guilty.
My point is I pummeled a full tiramisu. Have you had two?
I had the key lime pie.
Why not? Why don't you have two?
Because I'm full.
Okay. I might be full, but I'm just such a habit.
Telling you, it's no big deal.
After my fourth beer, I felt a little guilty last night. But I had
guilty.
A room. I had a room at MGM.
What did you feel guilty about?
National Harbor.
About what?
About being an alcoholic?
Just slugging down beers and looking at frops.
Were you having fun?
I had a good time.
All right, well, then don't worry about it.
I had a good time scooping pots.
You won like 1,500.
It was a good night.
Exactly.
Solid night.
And by the way, he is going to report that.
Can I tell you what underrated Halloween candy is? And it's a normal
Almond Joys. Almond Joys.
No, it's like the worst candy in the history.
They're so good. I don't know why.
Almond Joy and Mounds. They should take all of them.
And
shoot
give them to me.
Shoot them directly into the moon.
What about one that your mom gave away one year? Zagnuts.
Zagnuts. I don't even think they exist anymore. Those are amazing.
If there's anyone around town driving an Almond Joy truck, just, I'll give you my address.
Drive it into the Anacostia.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, immediately.
Oh, God, I love
over
them.
A cliff. No, I never bought this candy, and believe me, I've sampled all candy.
Sure.
I have a sugar tooth.
Pass the sugar.
I have a sugar addiction.
A sweet tooth, it would be called.
I have a sugar addiction.
He's saying a sugar tooth?
I got a sugar
that
tooth.
Works. I know what he's talking about.
Thank you. I have a sugar addiction that's incredible. But I never bought this. But Brock, he brings candy in.
Brock Lesnar.
And he leaves it out so he knows people are going to take it.
Yeah.
He just leaves it out.
He's a notorious food hoarder.
Yeah. Airheads.
I
never bought
You're
Airheads. I'm not an Airhead
bit.
Guy, but there's so much sugar in there. You just suck on it. It's amazing.
You know,
you're taking a bite right now.
They're not.
I didn't know you were an Airhead guy.
I don't think they're Dr. Mora approved. He'd probably be very salty.
I have no idea what Airheads are.
Dentist?
I don't think I've ever seen Airheads.
It's just like I don't know. There's like a chewy,
like taffy,
like a chewy.
Yeah.
Now and later, almost, but very chewy. I don't know.
They're good. What's your favorite flavor?
I'm just starting to
explore
them.
Is there a blue raspberry?
Yes, there's definitely a blue raspberry.
I think that's your one seed.
They have a watermelon.
Watermelon!
Oh, I would love water. Watermelon.
Cherry.
You know I'd love that.
Grape.
Cherry. All the flavors I love.
Orange. The best one is actually...
Orange would be lower for me.
Is actually the mystery flavor.
Oh, they have a mystery
yeah,
flavor?
Yeah, it's white, and it comes in like this silver
it's
package.
It's white.
Valdez Scantling. Say,
my guys are so
Valdez
dumb.
Scantling, say water again.
Water.
What? Say it.
Water.
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 Watermelon.
Yeah. He doesn't know how to say it.
All right. But anyways, so it's mystery, and you don't know what it is, and it's white, so you don't know the flavor. And so you eat it, and you got to try and guess it. Like, is it grape? You don't know until you eat it.
I like it. I like the bit. All right, boys, we mentioned before the break, we want to give you the update here, do a little EP for you, on Craig Carton. Remember, Craig Carton is the former morning show host on WFAN with
Boomer
Esiason. Very popular show. Clearly the top sports show in the morning in New York. They did very well in the ratings. But apparently, you know, he had a lot going on the side. He basically was, I mean, I don't want to kick the guy when he's down, but just a big dummy. He was betting on sports, and he was going to casino all the time. He owed,
horrible
like,
decision.
Horrible decision after horrible decision.
I always tell my daughters, you probably tell them, make good choices. When you leave the house, make
absolutely.
Good choices.
Absolutely.
Right. He didn't make good choices.
Well, his choices
you say
were terrible.
That every day?
I mean, weren't Carton's choices?
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
He was basically defrauding people in like a ticket scam to help bankroll his gambling issues, like at casinos.
Well,
he
was also just flat out borrowing money from people, like a guy that owned a strip club he borrowed $500,000 from. Half a million.
That's a lot. It's
$500,000. And he kept giving him excuses and why he wasn't paying. Eventually, of course, the house of cards, it all came crumbling down.
I would be salty if somebody took $500,000 from me and didn't pay me back.
He was found guilty.
I couldn't give them $500,000,
I know what
obviously.
It feels like not to be paid back.
He was found guilty on all counts, including securities fraud, wire fraud, conspiracy to commit fraud, and he is facing as much as federal jury, as much as 45 years in prison.
Ooh.
45. Now, here's my question. It took him 4 hours to convict him on all counts, right? So it was just easy. It was a layup.
How old is he? 45?
About our age.
Yeah.
Why didn't he?
So it's a life sentence.
Yeah. Well, see, he hadn't been sentenced yet, but that's what he's facing. Why didn't he cut a deal? He knew he was busted.
He's a gambler.
Maybe,
he's the worst gambler ever.
He's a gambler.
He gambled his life away
again. Maybe they didn't offer a deal.
I'm sure they did. To save time and trial. I'm
well,
sure
why
get
wouldn't
something.
He take the deal?
Doesn't sound like it was
point.
A long trial.
Well, we don't know that he was
I'm assuming
the deal.
That you could always
maybe their case
I mean,
was so rock solid.
I mean, do they really care about the dumb DJ?
No, their case was so rock solid. They're like, this
they
is such a layup. It's so easy to prove. We're not going to take any
We're
deals.
Looking for a long-term deal, but not 45 years. I know that.
I'd sign one, though.
You wouldn't sign.
They not, have to go to the Pope.
We could sign a 45-year deal, but they'd only guarantee a month.
Right.
And he was doing all kinds of stuff to try. He was, like, fudging emails. Mm. He was pretending to be the chief of staff of the Brooklyn Sports and Entertainment, which owns the Barclay Center. I mean, he's a scam artist.
Yes.
He's got kids. I mean, I do feel bad for him, but
He's probably going to be – so he's facing 45. He'll probably serve 25.
I don't know what the – it'll be whatever the judge decides. Because as Cakes mentions, when they sentence you to federal time, usually you do about 95% of the time.
You know what? That's a good point.
Like, there's no
getting
out
early. Lenient. They're not like, oh, you have 30 years to serve? You'll only do 5 to 7.
I'm going to guess.
You do like 28 to 30.
I'm going to guess. I don't know, but I'm going to guess his sentence will be in the 5 to 10 range.
He'll be breaking down the prison hoops game in the mornings.
I don't know. Maybe that's why I
didn't follow the legal case. I didn't follow the legal case.
I would just die.
I remember when he was first, you know, when he first lost the job and he was first charged. And then all of a sudden he kind of got back to doing like podcasts.
He does
right?
a show. He has a show. It's like an online show or some terrible channel.
Okay.
He does a morning show.
Well, he can do it from inside the cell.
He can do it from prison.
Put an ISDN line in there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just awful. I do feel bad for him.
Can he bring a Comrex into prison with him?
He made those decisions. He made those
That's
terrible
a radio
decisions.
Insider joke.
What did you say, Kate?
I said, can he bring a Comrex?
Radio insider.
Save a few bucks.
Maybe Craig Hoffman can sell him his Comrex.
This is another this
the
is
Craig
just,
and Craig show. Yeah.
This is just funny to me.
A 45-year remote.
50 Cent continues to troll Ja Rule. So remember when he bought all the front row tickets?
Bought like 200 tickets, so he wouldn't have anybody in the first few rows of the show. It's a good bit.
Now they're saying he's planning to buy all of his master's tapes and publishing rights to all of his songs.
How much could that cost? $20?
No, they're saying it could go into the millions of dollars.
For Ja Rule's catalog?
Who knew?
Are you kidding me?
But supposedly, if he pulls it off, then every time Ja Rule's song is played or gets streamed or sold, he, of course, would get royalties on it. And any time he performs in public, he would get paid. So he's just seemingly getting a perverse pleasure in just torturing and trolling Ja Rule. Well, I don't even know.
50 Cent lost all his money?
How would I know?
What?
Haven't we heard 50 Cent lost all his money?
Well, he would claim that in all these like lawsuits.
By the way,
he would get
sued. But he makes money from acting on Power.
Yeah, but that can't be
Yeah, but what's he making on that?
I don't know. I'm not saying he's making Andrew Lincoln.
Well, he was killed off.
Okay.
He was killed off.
He got into a
fight with five cops.
If Ja Rule's catalog, by the way, is worth into the millions, then huge superstar acts like Metallica, Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, they should get paid $50 billion
You're right.
for their songs.
You're right.
He had some hits, though, Cakes. You sleep.
I don't know that I can name one Ja Rule song. And I'm a hip-hop fan, but I never was a Ja Rule guy.
Always Be On Time.
Don't know it. I mean, maybe if you played it. I mean, I love hip-hop, but I was never a Ja Rule guy.
He had
never.
One with J-Lo.
Jenny from
the
Block.
He had a number one hit.
Oh, he was on that one?
I think so.
Poopy.
He was, like, featured. Like, I'm looking. He had several number one hits. One with Mary J. Blige. Another one, Holla Holla.
Garbage.
I just don't know it. Now, if you played it, if you played the ones with, like, Mary J. Blige, and I know Jenny from the Block, of course. But we talked about Artie Lang yesterday, and I said, I was wrong. I said, well, he hadn't failed a drug test.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shocker, he did fail a drug test. That's why he went on the radio station and said he was going into rehab right away. It wasn't because he had some epiphany. He failed another effing drug test, and so he's facing serious prison time.
80-game suspension
for breaking his probation sentence. No, way worse than that. I believe he could go to jail for as many as 4 years or so. Because I think he's on a 4-year probation.
By the way, Cakes, in case you care, Ja Rule's also, his real name is Jeffrey Atkins.
I don't, but thank you for the worthless information.
And let me see here. Last but not least, this story makes me laugh.
Sex teacher scandal?
No, it's not.
Valdez, you're losing your fastball.
It is sex related.
Well,
though.
There was I gave him the hottest teacher yesterday.
And what's the point? There's a hot teacher, Googler. I mean, what's the point of that
story?
We can put
the picture up on NBC Sports Washington, and I just wanted to see Jason get sized. After
he gets sized for every teacher that bangs a student.
No, not the ugly ones.
80% of them.
You have one?
No.
No, it was yesterday. It was the hottest chick in the world.
Yeah, I mean,
she had a short skirt on and everything.
Right. Usually
and
they're
student,
pretty hot.
That student was banging it.
It's when they're like the 50-year-old special ed teachers, and you go, oh, that's when it's a little different.
I don't mind looking at the pics.
So, Demi Moore, apparently. Now, this is a media takeout story, so it's probably not true, but I love it. They're saying...
Well, so is the 50 Cent one. That was a media takeout story.
I thought that was an MTV.
No, that was MTO.
Oh, okay. Demi Moore apparently is now a lesbian.
Really?
After three failed marriages, the 56-year-old actress, Demi Moore is now 56, has reportedly given up on men and is in an intimate relationship with a woman.
Doesn't like the Rooney.
Valdez wasn't giving up on her. We were watching Striptease in his producer's studio about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, was, Did you see that? It was on.
I believe you saw that
what,
in the
I
theater.
I don't remember the
Striptease
movie.
Striptease with Demi Reynolds. Moore,
Burt Reynolds.
With who?
That's a funnel.
Demi
movie.
Moore and Burt Reynolds.
I don't think I remember
I
that movie.
I swear to God,
to
I remember
me.
You being all excited for it, and I think you saw it in the theater, and you don't see many.
It's
that had to be 20 years ago.
I have no recollection of that movie at all.
I mean, when did this movie come out?
What did she play? She played
stripper.
And what did Burt Reynolds play?
He played like a politician. Who got butt-sized for the stripper.
It came out in 96, by the way.
I mean, that's when our radio career started. I remember the Dirk Diggler movie, whatever that one was.
Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights.
No, it's a lock you saw it.
I probably did.
Yeah.
To be
no,
more,
it's a lock you saw it. It might have been even when the early
that
shows.
Was that an indictment? I saw it on a theater? That's good. I saw it in a
kind
theater.
Kind of. It's a terrible movie.
Terrible. You were young and horny. You wanted to see Demi Moore topless.
When I was 15, I went to the video store and I rented Bolero to watch Bo Derek run around
on a horse
butt naked. Silly.
You probably did your business to that scene.
I didn't.
Hey, if you're a government agency and you're looking to modernize your network, you need to talk to Hughes. Their managed SD-WAN solution is powered by managed broadband with coast-to-coast coverage. We're talking cable, fiber, 4G, satellite, all your locations connected, managed, and optimized by one partner. Hughes delivers the bandwidth, performance, and availability your applications demand. Visit government.hughes.com/SD-WAN to learn more. That's government.hughes.com/SD-WAN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to play the ever-popular 10th caller game, 800-636-1067. You'll win two tickets to see your Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals take on
the
Columbus Blue Jackets. Almost had the wrong read. It's Hockey Fights Cancer Night. It's tomorrow night at Capital One Arena. Tickets are still available at Ticketmaster.com. We're through the Capital One Arena box office, and those tickets are courtesy of the Washington Capitals. Say hello to your boy Flakes when he is there for the game
Cakes,
tomorrow
flakes,
night.
Rakes, cakes, Flakes, Rakes. A couple things. Wanted to say that a new episode of Big Fat Winners is up.
It is.
You can check it out on thesportsjunkies.com in the podcast section or on iTunes. Also, got to thank the good people out at Stonewall Golf Club. Going to go out there and tee it up today. And they're always very nice to me.
I'm sure it's very nice.
Isn't it supposed to be very breezy today?
It is. I looked at the weather. It's going to be mid-50s and breezy.
It's going to be very Drew
today. It's not ideal. But
tough conditions.
I know. And that's not the course you want to be on when it's windy.
Probably not.
Nope.
So I want to thank them.
Hey, Bick, I'm wondering if you do the old bit where you root for the team that the Redskins have beaten. So tonight, you don't have any vested interest in the Thursday night game. It's a good game. But Carolina's 6-2 playing the Steelers team that's won 4 in a row. So if Carolina beats the Steelers, they're 7-2, and you right. got to puff your chest that the Redskins beat the Panthers.
No, that's the team you're battling for in playoff position.
Absolutely.
I know, but it values, you know, makes that win seem
like
more
if they
significant,
win the championship,
like a quality win.
Yeah, it's only if
That's dumb.
So it's just like when you would root for the Pens in the Stanley Cup Finals because they eliminated the Capitals.
That's different, though. That's because they had eliminated us.
Right, okay.
Yeah. You're rooting for Jimmy Connor tonight.
I guess I am.
You have to.
Why?
I don't think we're going to get a wild card.
Okay, well,
we got to win the division.
Okay, but you still don't want an NFC team. Look, you're rooting for Pittsburgh. You're rooting for Danny Smith.
Well, the truth is, we know him. He's rooting for none of them.
That's true.
Because probably there's an episode of The Voice on tonight or something. I have no idea when that showed air.
I think maybe there might have been a Memphis Street Outlaws last night. 10 o'clock. Too late for me, but I can watch it today.
It's on DVR?
Yes.
You can watch Wake Forest NC State.
Maybe.
Watch Sam Hartman, true freshman quarterback, sling it all over the yard.
You can watch, is it Ryan Finley for NC
watch
State?
Ryan Finley.
He's good.
If I was, I was thinking about this the other day. I felt in my Bovada account last year when I kept doing the bit, like all I was going all in on bets. And I, of course, eventually I felt it. I was taking huge, huge, huge favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And it lasted a few weeks.
Man, I was on such a run with that.
Yeah. I told Cakes, just go bust though. That's what happened to me. Actually, 2 years ago. But I'm thinking maybe I should just put in a couple hundred and just dabble. Because that'll get me more interested in, like, even if I put $20 on a game, it's getting me more interested. Because on Saturdays, that's what I used to do. I'd just have 4 or 5 bets going, and then I would watch some of the football games.
That
otherwise would have zero interest in. Like, literally zero. But if you have it, that's why, Jason, why you get a little cash riding on it? It's more fun.
Oh, I'll have cash on it.
Yeah.
I'll have cash on the NFL game.
But see, I need, because I'm a Maryland resident and these laws are so dumb.
Yeah.
You know, they want to legalize like heroin, but I can't make a sports
bet. It's stupid.
It's so dumb. I can't get money on an effing account. So I have to use, I have to give Drabby money.
Right. It's going to be a few months.
Do you know that when I transferred, I sold my butt coin?
Yeah.
Okay. And I didn't know how to do it. It's impossible.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I had to go over to Mikey Stotts, our buddy Mikey Stotts.
Yes.
I had to go to his house over in
Poolsville.
Maryland. In Poolsville.
Yeah.
And he has a big farm. And I had to go to his house and he had to show me how to transfer the butt coin over to my sportsbook
Such
account.
A great nickname for it.
Hey, listen. So he transfers the butt coin over to the sportsbook account. And we just tested it.
Yeah.
Right. And we tested it. And I just made like a small wager. And I got a call the next day from sportsbook.com. They canceled my account.
Why?
Because I started it in Maryland.
Oh, donk.
I didn't know.
Right. Maryland is unbelievable.
I don't understand why you couldn't get your money out. I sold my Bitcoin. I just hit
Buttcoin. It's never Bitcoin. It's Buttcoin.
I hit sell.
Yeah.
And within a week, the money, which was,
in your checking
a lot
account?
Less than I gave them, yeah. was in my checking account.
No, I could have done that. I wanted to transfer it to the sports book.
He wanted
account.
To gamble. He wanted to let. He wanted yeah. to roll it. He wanted to.
It was like $3,000.
It was
$3,000.
Sell. Buttcoin is butt flat.
Don't buy.
Or down.
Don't buy.
I'm still in.
When's that guy going to eat his own junk? Did he give himself a deadline? Because he will.
2020 or something, or 2019. I don't know. If it's 2019, he's in trouble.
Yeah, he's in real trouble.
There's no rocket ship on Buttcoin.
I hope he's limber. I hope he's flexible.
Right.
Doing yoga.
He's got two.
Here's the truth, though.
Does he have to move against the wall?
The truth is, it's still. My brother can do that. The truth is, it's still.
Still? No way. He can
I don't
still
know
do
if
that.
He still could. That's
no
a good
way.
Question.
There
I can
no
text
chance.
Him and ask him if he can still do that.
There's no chance he can do that.
He demonstrated.
When he
me.
Was 18,
he
yeah.
showed you.
Well, with clothes on, he showed me how you have to do it.
So weird. You imagine your brother showing you that?
No.
Well, it was a goof.
Hey, man, look what I can do.
That's bizarre.
Right?
Well, unless you're extremely limber, that's the only way you know how to do it.
I think I'd rather my brother show me like a woman he had trapped in his basement for a year than show me that movie.
Right.
So weird. The Bickles.
I was telling these guys, I can't even tell the story on the air because it's so gross. About what happens to me when if I'm watching some adult content, I grossed everybody out.
Yeah, it was pretty gross.
Yeah, I can't believe that's nobody can relate to that story. It's never,
I don't relate.
Yeah,
usually that feeling happens
anyway.
After you drink a lot of coffee or something like that.
Right.
Anyway, JP, it was easy to sell the Buttcoin into my checking account, but I wanted to transfer it to my sports book,
okay.
And that was impossible. But he showed me.
Did Drabby, I might have you put in.
Was Craig Carton there? Help you guys along.
I was
the
just bitter when they
conference them in.
I was just bitter when they sent me an email. Please call us ASAP.
Right.
We need to talk to you. And I said, "What's up?" And they said, "We have closed your account because you originated in Maryland."
Right.
So what they do with your money?
They said you have to prove that you're. I told them I'm a resident of Virginia. I was just over at my buddy's house. They go prove it. I had to send them all these documents, like my utility bills. It was a big. It was a debacle.
Hey, I still have my winning ticket from the Manoli Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino.
Right.
I'll probably roll that into my next time.
Okay.
Well, you better check. You probably have to cash it within a certain amount of days.
Is there a time frame? Is that
probably?
True?
Read
usually
the
like
frame.
A year.
Yeah,
read the fine print of the back, Rick.
He's got plenty of time.
You're probably fine.
Let's go to our guy, Bruce. It's Thursday. Bruce, what's up, buddy? Hey, buddy.
Oh, I already
Bruce?
Know. I already know what the announcement is.
Yes. What's good up? Morning, Rick.
What's your announcement?
Hey, Rick. Yeah. I got four words to say. Hail. Hail to the victors.
The victors.
All right. I knew it was Michigan related.
Michigan fight song.
Got it. Bruce, what are you doing this weekend, pal?
Staying home, taking care of mom.
Staying home, taking care
of
mom.
Best of luck.
Jamie just wants to call off immediately.
This is so mean, though.
I'm sure that's mean. I said best of luck.
Yeah, but maybe you would talk to him a little bit. You going to watch the Redskins this weekend, Bruce?
Yes, I will.
Right. What did you think of last week's game? Were you happy or sad?
No, I was sad.
Who are they playing this week, Bruce? Who's their opponent?
Do you know? I don't know who's playing them.
They're playing Tampa.
Out.
They're playing the Buccaneers.
They're playing Tampa?
Yeah. Do you know who their quarterback is?
What?
Do you know who their quarterback is?
No.
They say no?
He doesn't.
This week
it's Ryan finer details.
Yeah, he knows some stuff, though. He'll shock you. Ask him like a Rolling Stones question.
And he'll probably nail it.
Steve Young is their quarterback.
No, he's not. All right, Bruce, have a great weekend, okay, buddy?
Have a great one.
All right, love you, man.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
I love you.
All right,
love you, Bruce.
Love you, too, Bruce.
All right, that's Bruce the Hugger. We love Bruce.
I remember Glory Days Grill this Sunday, 11 o'clock for the Junkies pregame show.
See you there.
We're out of here. Granddaddy next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.